A startup company from North Idaho captivated donors and YouTube viewers worldwide a few years ago with its idea for turning roads and parking lots into solar farms. Now that far-out idea is available for public inspection for the first time. Go to Sandpoint, Idaho, and you can walk or ride across heavy-duty solar panels in a downtown square. There's still a lot of skepticism that roads and walkways will ever do double duty as power plants on any grand scale. Correspondent Tom Bonsi went for a look.
The inspiration for the Solar Roadways Company flowed from a married couple's movie night. The flick was Al Gore's global warming documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. In the audience were Julie Broussard, counselor, and her husband Scott, an electrical engineer. One other thing you need to know about Scott is that he never quite let go of an idea to scale up his childhood electric slot car track.
And then after watching Al Gore's movie, Julie turned to me one day and said, couldn't you make your electric roads out of solar panels? And at first I just kind of laughed and blew it off. I said, you can't even step on those things, let alone drive on them. So she dropped it.
But he didn't.
And it stuck in my head. I started thinking about that, and about a week later I came back around. I said, you know, if we could figure out a way to protect the solar cells, that just might work.
It took 12 years of research, refinement, fundraising, and prototyping to get to the first public installation. It's in the company's hometown of Sandpoint. The unveiling ceremony took place twice because the tempered glass panels were literally half-baked in an oven and not ready for the first scheduled reveal.
We're going to postpone the actual unveiling until tomorrow at 1 p.m.
By the end of the weekend, though, 30 hexagonal solar panels were embedded on a public plaza. They're generating power and flashing colorful light patterns from little LED bulbs in the solar cells. In winter, the 150-square-foot array can be set to warm the surface to clear snow and ice. A wildly successful crowdfunding campaign in 2014 on Indiegogo and federal and state grants backed the company's R&D. Julie says she's glad to finally get the product in front of fans and skeptics.
It's just, this means so much to us. You know, we're devoting our lives to this, and we're exhausted, but we've been working 7 days a week for a long time trying to make it happen.
The owner of the West Sandpoint Athletic Club was in the crowd when the unveiling had to be delayed. Don Helander says he's given thought to resurfacing with the solar road panels.
We talked about our parking lot or a place out of the back of the facility where we would generate power for our club, as well as having kind of a light-up dance floor and an activity center, that type of thing.
The first demo project shows the Solar Roadways Company has a real product, but a lot of doubts remain. Reasons to tap the brakes include questions about durability, practicality, cost competitiveness, and solar efficiency. Justin Holdsgrove deals with solar contractors and customers at Mason County Public Utility District No. 3 in western Washington. He applauds the Broussards for pushing the envelope, but says it's far-fetched to believe the panels will become more than the occasional roadside attraction.
If the goal is, let's shoot for the moon and push the limits of science and be dreamers, then that's really exciting. But I don't think we're at a place where it could be considered a serious investment or technology practice, unfortunately.
The public funding to embed panels on just one small section of the Sandpoint Town Square totaled nearly $59,000. Solar Roadways has its next two demonstration projects lined up. There's another small installation in a public plaza, this time in Baltimore. The project teed up after that is also not an actual road. The solar panels will cover a section of sidewalk at a rest stop along historic Route 66 in Missouri. I'm Tom Bonsi in Sandpoint, Idaho.